சாய்ராம், ஐ ஆஃபர் மை மோஸ்ட் ஹம்பிள் ப்ரணாம்ஸ் அட் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் அவர் மோஸ்ட் பிலவ்ட் பகவான். வென் ஐ என்டர்ட் ஐ ரியலி டிட் நோ வாட் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஸ்பீக் அண்ட் வாட் எவர் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஷேர் இட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் வில் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹஸ் டோல்ட் வெரி கிளியர்லி ஒன்ஸ் வென் ஒன் ஆஃப் எ ஸ்கூல் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஹேட் விசிட்டட் புட்டபர்த்தி தட் டைம் சுவாமி வாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் நாட் யூஸ் த வேர்ட் பாப்புலர் பட் ஹி வாஸ் வெல் நோன் அண்ட் ஹிஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஆல்சோ was a well-known person in his field. And Swami graciously called him for an interview. And that man, that is Swami's friend, he asked Swami, Swami, do you think of me anytime? Now you have become so popular, all that he started telling Swami. Then Swami told him, Pichivada. That's how he started, I believe. Unless and until I think of you, you cannot think of me. What a profound statement. That is the reason why whenever I give a talk, I not only offer my pranams to Swami, but also to all the listeners. That is because if you are listening to Swami's glory, it is His will. He had thought of you. If I am speaking, He had thought of me, so I am speaking about Him. So what a glorious life we should be having that the God Himself is thinking of us. So my humble pranams to all the viewers of this. And also to the organizers who have organized this. What I am going to talk is only about my old memories of the wonderful Vrindavan. Few incidents from Vrindavan. The experience what I had in Vrindavan with two great people. One is a student and is also Swami's love towards his students. That is the one-to-one relationship what we had with Swami. And sometimes even Swami's statements are understatement. You may wonder what audacity this fellow is having to say like this. He is always humble. Swami is always humble. He always says, no, his life is his message. One of the things that what he teaches us is always be humble. The statement is, my love is thousand mothers' love. Is it thousand mothers' love? His love is infinite. You cannot put that into thousand. Probably Swami might have thought that we will not be in a position to understand even five mothers' love or six mothers' love. So just to put a figure, he might have put thousand. I'll just narrate one wonderful incident that had happened in Vrindavan hostel. When Swami was in Vrindavan, he was there for a couple of days. One boy had a chicken pox. And now all of us are familiar with the word quarantine. So whenever some boys get chicken pox, we used to quarantine them in a room, in a basement room, with a strict instruction that they should not come out. They should be there always in the room. And even when Swami comes out to, that time it was Sairam shed. Even when Swami comes for darshan, they are not supposed to come out. It's a strict order by the warden and others. So the boy who had the chicken pox, one day, 2 days, 3 days over, and the agony of not seeing Swami's darshan was something, not troubling him like anything. So he started praying to Swami, telling that, Swami, here I am. You are here physically, the Lord of the universe. But in spite of me being physically closer to you, because the distance between the hostel and mandir is hardly about 100 to 200 feet. Still, 3 days over, I have not seen you, Swami. So he was crying like anything. And he heard bhajans from Sairam Shet. He just could not control, because no one is there in the hostel at that time, because we were all in mandir. So this fellow slowly came out of the room. The urge to Swami, see Swami was such. Slowly he came. He stood near our staircase. And there is a small window. So he slightly opened the window and then saw Swami sitting in the bhajan hall. Started crying. Immediately Swami turned from Sairam Shet to that window. He got up, started walking very fast towards the hostel. Warden also, because Swami was coming to the hostel, warden also rushed. He saw the boy from that, so he got annoyed. Why this fellow has come? But who can stop Swami? Swami came, he signaled that boy to come out. That boy came, then the warden rushed to Swami. Swami, he said, and you know, Swami got annoyed and then said, keep quiet to the warden. He called the boy, he gave namaskar to the boy, created vibhuti and then went inside. He called the warden. What he said is, see, I know that boy is having chicken pox. But my love doesn't know that this boy is having chicken pox. If I don't go and take care of him, the way in which he is pining, you do not know. This fellow is crying each and every second for me. How can I not go and touch him? Nothing will happen to me. My love doesn't know that this fellow is having chicken pox. That is the closeness what the boys had with Bhagavan. In fact, in Vrindavan, during 70s to 80 almost, our first darshan used to be at 5 o'clock in the early morning. As soon as Swami gets up, Swami not only asks all the students to get up at 5, he also gets up at 5. So he'll at 4:45, 5, time will vary between that. He'll come, he'll open the grill, he'll give darshan from there, he'll say good morning like this, then he'll do like this. This is called gun, low gun. That's what he used to say, low gun, low gun. That's what he used to say. 5 o'clock in Vrindavan, throughout our, from morning till 8:30, some way or other we'll be having his darshan. And he'll also ensure that he gives, you know, the proximity to his children. You know, during those times, we used to give a letter to Swami daily. You know what is the purpose of giving the letters to Swami? Swami will tell Chesko, do Ramaskar. Sometimes there will not be much time. We will just fold one paper and then give it to Swami. Swami will say, Emi ledra Chesko. He'll say, that is the love that he had for all his boys. Line, about 20, 30 boys will be having letters. He'll be just picking Chesko, 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 Chesko. He'll tell, and no, believe me or not, darshan and Pada Namaskar, we used to have daily. He himself will give. That was Swami's love for the Vrindavan boys during the early times of 76 to 80, 81, 82 also. Now I'm going to narrate one or two incidents that had happened in Vrindavan, which shows the love and affection the devotees had for the God. It is not only the God. God is always love incarnate. One more student, his name is Radha Krishna. Some of you might have heard about him. Before I start narrating the experience what I had along with Radha Krishna, I just wanted to pose only one question to all of us, including me. That is the reason why I said all of us. If I ask a question, whom do you love the most? Answer will be different from different people. Some people may say my mother, some father, some this, some that. Some people will say that I love Swami much more than anything. But is it true? Is the answer correct? If you ask me, according to me, maybe there are few exceptions. But generally, the answer is not 100% correct. We may love Swami, but in my opinion, we love ourselves much more than even Swami. Those who love exclusively Swami throughout their life, please pardon me. I am just telling about most of the people. Few exceptions will be there always. What happened? One new car was presented by a Malaysian devotee to Swami. Now, Swami always says, among men, I am man. Among women, I am woman. Among children, I am a child. So when he saw the car, no, he was pretending as if he was excited very much. Then called, hey, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, tondaragara, come fast, we'll go for a round. Then Radha Krishna Garu, who used to serve Swami, who used to take care of the physical needs of Bhagwan, he comes down, he sits in the driver seat. Swami entered into the car, and before Swami should keep his leg, one boy out of his enthusiasm banged the backside door. The only expression that came from Swami's face, ah, then he smiled, Dunapota, then he went. No one knew what had happened. After 15-20 minutes, Swami returned. Normally, we used to have bhajans with Swami in the bhajan hall, inside Mandir. We used to call that as old baglo. From 6 to 7, 7:15, like that. And then Swami said, see, today we will not have bhajan, aarti chendi. Give me aarti. So the aarti was given. Swami went up. He didn't show any sign of any discomfort. He just quickly went up. We came to know that the boy who closed the car door didn't see Swami keeping his wonderful feet inside. And the force was such, Swami got hurt. In fact, it was a hairline fracture in his right leg. But he didn't show this to anybody. He went up. The doctor said Swami should take rest for 1 week because, you know, hairline fracture at foot, you know, where the cuckle is there. You can see when we put cross leg, there is a mundu. I don't know exact terminology of what it is. So Swami cannot walk because it is a hairline fracture. Swami has to take rest. So after at about 8 o'clock or something like that, Swami wanted to retire to his bedroom. The distance between Swami's dining hall and the bedroom is about 100 to 150 steps. So Swami was coming down. 3 steps were there. With great pain, he came down and he started limping. Quite a few of us were there. We were all feeling very bad. Radhakrishna just could not bear the pain in Swami's face. You know what he did? He went, lifted the Lord. The Lord who takes care of the entire universe, who lifts the entire universe, he had lifted the Lord. Swami was still, hey, Radhakrishna, Udalra, Udalra. He was feeling shy, sort of, all pretending only. So he just lifted Swami, took him to his bedroom, made him lie down, came out. Here only I just wanted to go back to the statement, whom do we love more? We love us or Swami or anybody else for that matter. Say, we all love Swami. But is that love much more than what we love ourselves? That is the point I wanted to discuss here. Quite a few of us were there. We were all suffering by seeing the pain in Lord's face. But the only one person who just went and lifted Swami was Radhakrishna. The thought that was going in my mind, even I would have thought that I should go and lift Swami. Will Swami like it? Will Swami kick me out if I do that? Which means, I don't want to be kicked out, but let Swami have pain. But Radhakrishna never bothered about any such thing. The only thing is, Swami is pain, let anything happen to me, I am not bothered. My love to Swami is much greater than loving myself. So he just lifted Swami so beautifully. And at least for 10 days from that time, whomever came to Swami, Swami was telling only about this. Atlena nuthis kunarra. He had lifted me just like that. That's what Lord was so happy. See, that is the love that we all should get. It is again, apologies to the people, those who already love Swami to that extent. I think we all, you know, seekers of the truth, that is Swami. That is the reason why I wanted to tell you this incident. That is about Radhakrishna Garu. I just wanted to tell you about one more great soul. Some of you might have heard about him. Ramabrahmam Garu. He is one of the gem. Believe me, Swami had written more than 960 letters to him. I think it is there in Satyam Shivam Sundaram also. 960 letters. In one letter, Swami says, do you think the one who saved Meera when she was in agony, like that some 5-6 devotees' name Swami tells, will he not take care of you? Don't worry. That is one of the letters that Swami had written to Ramabrahmam Garu when he had some problems. So he is such a great man. And Ramabrahmam Garu was the caretaker of Vrindavan. Not only Vrindavan, Swami's fields, Swami's Gokulam, and anything, any activities that take place there, he'll be the person who's in charge. And Swami always sends word through him what to be done, how to be done, all those things. I won't call him as an illiterate, but no, he never had any degree qualification. He cannot speak English. He speaks only Telugu. But such an efficient man. If Swami gives him one job, rest assured that it will be done. That is the greatness of Ramabrahmam Garu. All this happened in 1978. That time we never had cell phone and other things. And whenever Swami comes from Puttaparthi to Vrindavan, we never used to get any message, most of the times. Even Sri Kudumba Rao Garu, if he puts a telegram, by the time Swami comes and after spending about 10-15 days, the telegram will come slowly to us. Since there were no cell phones, nothing will happen. If he books a trunk call, 3-4 hours will be over, so he'll cut it and then go. So that used to be the speed of our postal department by that time. So when Swami comes, nobody literally will know. And the Radhakrishna Garu who used to try, he'll give a different car horn with which we'll all run. That is, when Swami enters only, we'll be knowing. In the college again, he'll be giving the thing. Even if the classes are going on, teachers, students, everyone will run because of the horn sound. That used to be the only way in which we will come to know that Swami has come to Vrindavan. As I said, Ram Brahman Garu was a caretaker. Suddenly one Sunday, Swami had come to Vrindavan. He was in the field taking care of the crops and other things, fodder for our cows. Swami came up. Swami had permitted few postgraduate students of Bangalore University. See, these students were our students. That time we never had a university. So after completing the degree, Swami had permitted about 5-6 students to go to Bangalore University to pursue their higher education. They'll go in the morning, come back in the hostel, they'll stay with us. Our own students, our elder brothers, our seniors. Being a Sunday, since they have to go to Bangalore daily in the morning and then come back, they were all very tired, so they were sleeping blissfully. Swami had given permission for them to sleep in the upstairs veranda. I told you, there is a place between, Swami has to walk about 100 to 150 steps between his dining hall and bedroom. A huge corridor used to be there. And these fellows were sleeping blissfully. We never knew that Swami was coming. Otherwise, we would have made everything perfect. So Swami came. These fellows were snoring. Swami just woke them up, talked to them nicely. Ram Brahman was not aware that Swami had come to Vrindavan. So, hearing that Swami had come, he came rushing. Swami's residence was in the first floor. So, when he was about to take the first step, Swami sent word, asked Ram Brahman not to come up. See, Ram Brahman Garu had a unique fortune, a great chance. See, he'll be the first person to take namaskar when Swami comes out of his bedroom in the morning. And he'll be having breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything with Swami. And when Swami goes to his bedroom, he goes along with Swami, and the age difference between, the physical age difference between Swami and Ram Brahman Garu will be about 25 years. Ram Brahman Garu, we used to call him as Tataya, 25 years older to Swami. So they had such a relationship. So he'll go, he'll do path seva to Swami, and when Swami says go, he'll come out. It may be 20 minutes, it may be 1 hour, they'll be alone. So that is the greatest opportunity that Ram Brahman Garu had. So when he was about to come up, and he can go upstairs anytime he wants, because Swami used to tell all the work, so he has to report to Swami. So first step, he gets up and Swami tells him, ask him not to come up. So he came down and then told, see, Swami has told you not to come up. So there was a shock on his face. He didn't know why Swami was angry with him. So he just came out and he was very pensive, not knowing the reason also. Then Swami came down after 1 or 2 hours. Then he blasted Ram Brahman Garu. He said, see, Ram Brahman, I have given charge. I wanted you to take care of the entire place. And when I came, I saw few boys sleeping. Do you think that this is mandir or a lodge? Don't you have sense? Like that, Swami blasted him left, right, center. So don't come up, don't show your dirty face. That's what Swami said, and many more prasadam by word of literally abusing Ram Brahman. He didn't know what to do. First day, second day, having come to know all these things, the boys, those who were sleeping, they came and then pleaded with Ram Brahman, Tathagaru Mavalane Mikanthi, see, because of us only you had this problem. So please pardon us all that. He said, no. See, Swami has given permission. How can I tell you should not sleep? All that he told, he consoled them, don't worry, Swami will take care. His devotion to Swami is something. In fact, let me go out of this incident and tell, he also stayed in the same building where he and his wife, in the same building. Swami was in the first floor. He had his accommodation in the ground floor. And if you go to his bedroom, you will see Swami's picture everywhere, even in the roof. So when we asked him, why have you kept so many photographs of Swami? The word he said, see, we don't know when death will come to me. When I'm lying down, suddenly if death comes to me, I'll be seeing the ceiling and I'll not be seeing Swami. That is the reason why I put. So that is the love and that is the affection. And that is the devotion that he had for Swami. Coming back to our story. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. A person who gets the first namaskar and who gets the last namaskar and eats with Swami, presses Swami's feet, which is an exclusive right for him throughout his lifetime in Vrindavan. But for these 10 days, he just could not bear the separation. But whenever Swami used to come down, even if he goes near, he'll just abuse him, po, something like that. It was really, Swami always says his heart is as soft as butter and as hard as diamond. And some of us have experienced the diamond aspect, which is the most worst thing that to happen any human being. after basking in his love so much, when once the period of neglect starts, it is the most horrible, disastrous phase of our life. 10 days went off like that. He was crying, not eating food properly. He had high blood pressure, he had high sugar. He was never bothered about any of this thing. Swami also was watching. Then he just could not bear. So through one of the lecturers who were permitted to go up, he said, "Tell Swami that I am pushing off. I cannot stand this. My Swami will be there always with me in my hometown." Guntur, near Guntur was his place. "My Swami always will play with me. I don't want this physical form. Tell Swami I am going off." But I wanted to tell him that I am going. So when the lecturer communicated this to Swami, there was a smile, very mischievous smile in Lord's face. He started looking all of us, those who were there, about 5-6 people. Then he told the lecturer, "Ask him to come up." So this lecturer goes down. I was standing in a place where I can see both. The lecturer talking to Ram Brahmam Garu, and I can also see Swami. Swami giving instruction to the lecturer. So he went down. Swami Pilustunnaru. I'll tell few words in Telugu so that the people, those who are Telugu people, can appreciate it much more than English. Swami Pilustunnaru. That's what the lecturer said. He just looked at the lecturer and then said, "Ask Swami whether I can come up always. Not only this time, can I come up always? Nenu eppudu paiki raavochanu kanuko," he said. And no, his face, no ego all. Full, he's a very chubby guy. And you know, his face also used to be very round. And more round now because of, you know, the agony. Anytime you just press his cheek, water will flow. So much of control. He's having a lot of emotion. No, full of emotion he was. So this man, the lecturer goes up and they tell, "Swami, eppudu paiki raavochanu kanukumani chepparu Swami." He had communicated to Swami, "Swami, he wants to know whether he can come up always." "Ah, raavochu cheppu." One more wonderful smile, very mischievous smile. He was looking at all of us. We know that there is going to be some great lesson for us. The lecturer comes down. "Pilicharu, you can always come up." I said, "No, he cannot speak English, Ram Brahmam Garu. Daily Swami the bone chey ochan kanuko." No, even, no, that, what you call, I won't call this as anger, but the tapam, the desire to be with the Lord and desire to enjoy all the things what he had lost for the past 10 days. So much, so much, no, full emotion. Normal tone of Ram Brahmam Garu only, if you ask him to tell a secret to another next person's ear, at least one the people around 100 to 150 feet away also will hear. That used to be his voice. And no, he was just almost in tears. He was crying like anything. And you know, so much of emotion. It is a sight to see. It is one of the glorious days of my life. So this man goes up and then tells, "Swami is asking whether he can have food with you all." "Ah, chayochu cheppu." Comes down. "Swami ke naaku first namaskaram. Swami bedroom vellinappudu Swami ki paas seva cheyochu kanuko." He doesn't want to lose anything. See, it is not arguing with the Lord. It is the love of a pure devotee towards God. The lecturer comes up again and then tells Swami. One more wonderful smile. Then Swami said, "Whatever he wanted from me, everything is granted. Ask him to come up. Ask him to come up." This is what he said. So this man was, there were 18 steps. Like that he was climbing the steps. As soon as he saw Swami, that's all. He bursted like anything. He went, caught hold of Swami's feet, saw Swami like that. "How can you do like this to me, Swami?" A literal fight between a mother and the son. The son is in very angry mood with the mother. And started, that was the first time and the last time I heard some devotee questioning Swami, that too in a loud tone. Nobody dares to do that. But a true devotee can do anything. In fact, if you go back, there was an incident which Swami always narrates. Swami says that there was a conversation between Narada and Mahavishnu. And Narada asked, who's the greatest person in the, rather Narayana asked, who's the greatest person in the world? And then they said so many things and then they came to the conclusion. Narada came to the conclusion that the God himself, the Narayana himself is the greatest person. So he tells that to Mahavishnu and Mahavishnu says, no. My devotees, in spite of me being omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all the things, my true devotee keeps me inside his heart. So my true devotee is greater than me. That's what. That is God's humility always. But that's what the Lord himself had said. That's what we are going to witness here. Meeru etlatla chesaru Swami. How can you do this like to me, Swami? Nenu vi pillaliki permission ichana ikkada padukotaniki. Did I give permission for these boys to sleep here? You only gave. Meere icharu. Appudu nenu etla vallu padukokudadu ani cheptanu. How can I tell that these boys cannot sleep here? One more thing. Meeru vey talli ani cheptaru kada. You always tell that you are 1,000 mothers. Is this the way to show 1,000 mothers love? Blasted literally. The only word what Swami went on repeating is atla gadram brumam, atla gadram. Fully mother, after see when the child is very hungry, when she is cooking, when the child comes naturally, she'll go, she'll say. And then when once food cooking is over, she feeds so lovingly. The same thing happened here. The only word Swami said is atla gadram brumam, atla gadram brumam, atla gadram. But Ram brumam, nothing doing. Meeru itla cheyakudadu Swami. It was fighting. It's not fighting. It is a love fight. Say, it's a love fight. Then Swami said, you all have seen Swami creating like this. He created Vibhuti like this, full Vibhuti like this. Pulled him, kept his head on his lap, removed his shirt and banyan, and in the back, he started massaging. Only one word he said. Rama Brahmam, Swami em cheste mi manchi kosarme chestam. Rama Brahmam, whatever I do it only for your good. No one know what is the cause of this drama. Only one statement. The people, those around, were having tears in their eye. Not only the people around. The Lord was shedding tears of his love of the devotee who craved for him so much. Who craved for him so much. One of the most glorious and greatest day in my life. Swami teaching how a devotee can argue with Lord, play with God and fight with God. Normally we see in Ramayana and Mahabharata, whenever people fight with the Lord, they die. But here, maybe the death of the ego, we don't know. Such is the greatness of Ram Brahmam Garu. I just wanted to narrate one more small incident about this Ram Brahmam Garu, in which I was also a part. I think with that, it will be time for us. Swami was going to Ooty. I told you that Ram Brahmam Garu had high sugar and high blood pressure. And that time, see, when Swami was 50, he was 75. 77th year, this incident happened. Swami was down, 78th year. Swami was going to Ooty. And Ram Brahmam Garu's health was not that all right. So Swami called me and then said, see, you please take care of him. Night, because of his diabetic nature, he has to go to the restroom quite often. So you have to take him up because he was not able to stand, all those things. We have to take him with the hand, all that. He said, you take care of him. Yes, Swami. First day, second day, third day, nothing happened. Whenever he used to call me, I took him to the restroom, got him back, cleaned the restroom. Then I used to lay down. Four or five times he'll call me in the night. It was third day or fourth day, I don't remember exactly. Twice I have taken him to the restroom. Third time he had called, but I have not responded. I was sleeping. I dozed off. But the urge to go to the restroom was so great, Ram Brahmam Garu tried to get up from his bed. But because of his sugar and pressure, he was about to fall. Physically, Swami was in Ooty at that time. When he was about to fall, Swami appeared in that room, took him to the toilet, then brought him back, cleaned the toilet, cleaned the Lord of the universe. The Lord of the universe cleaned the toilet used by his devotee, made him lie down, and then he was talking with him for some time, maybe 15-20 minutes he was talking with him. I didn't know anything. In the next room I was sleeping, so snoring peacefully. The next day morning, as soon as it happened, say at about some 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, normally we get up by 5. So when I got up, I went near him, Tathagaru, coffee, something like that. I asked, hey, I called you so many times, you didn't come. Ninna pilichanu babu, nivu raledu, Swami vachi nannu bathroom teesipoyaru. That's what he said. See, our mind is such, in spite of seeing the divine glory in so many ways. But our mind is, after all, human mind, no? So I thought, okay, 78 years old man, who's having high blood pressure, high sugar. Because I was confident about myself, even today, one small noise, I'll get up from the sleep. How can I not get up? So I thought he was, no, he was in delirium. So I probably, he was imagining things, all that. See, only two of us were there in Mandir, Swami's Mandir, nobody else. Because when Swami is not physically there, normally boys also will not come there. Only two of us were there in the room. The next day morning, Swami came. We opened the door. I just left it. Maybe old man. So he might have thought that Swami has come, all that. I never believed. So as soon as we opened the door, we give aarti to Swami. Before taking aarti, he came close to me. Nannu bathroom kaduga chesi pettavera. This is the only word he said. He smiled and then went up. The meaning is, you made me wash the toilet. That's what he said, nothing else. Then only it struck me. What a fool I am. When Tata Garu told me that Swami had come, I didn't believe. Then he went inside, of course, to see Ramaram Garu. He saw him, then went upstairs. So I immediately rushed to Ramaram Garu. Tata Garu, mosam chesaru Tata Garu. I said, see, you have cheated me. Hey, enduku babu atla cheptavu? He is a loving person. See, Swami has come, you should have woken me up. No. Let's see. Whomever he wants to give darshan, only can have darshan. Don't you know this boy? Pray to him. See, the most beautiful thing is this. Pray to him constantly. Surely he'll come and give darshans like that to you. See, when we are seeing, when Swami comes out for darshan, yes, it gives us immense happiness. But when Swami comes exclusively for us, what great joy we will get. So many people have experienced. And in case, not in case, if we pray very sincerely, if not today, if not tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we'll be also getting that. So that day only he had put the spark in me. So I constantly pray, and I'm very sure before I leave this body, one day at least I'll have his wonderful darshan. That is about Ram Brahman Garu. For his devotee's sake, he won't mind coming and cleaning the toilet also. He'll do that. He'll do that. That is the love between Ramam Purvam Garu and Swami. So, having spoken something about serious, only one fun aspect of Swami, how, you know, always used to give a lot of joy to his students and the people around. And the panna of Swami also, you know, in the discourse itself, you would have heard, and now we all would have had a hearty laugh. One more nice incident I'll tell you, and with that, I think we'll close. There was one Dr. Narsappa, who used to be the personal physician. He doesn't need any physician. He is Dhanvantri, is Hamsa. But no, that's how he gives chances to various people. This Dr. Narsappa is a very humble man. If I am correct, he was the dean of Victoria Hospital in Bangalore, which is a very popular hospital, and is a well-known person in Bangalore. He used to come, and he had the privilege of making food and then offering it to Swami for some days. In a weekly 2 or 3 days, he'll come along with the food, and Swami invariably will call him up for the dinner. Very humble man. In spite of such proficiency and being a well-known figure, he was very, 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 very humble. In front of Swami, he won't even speak. He'll just close his mouth and then speak it in such a way that Swami says, please speak loudly so that I can hear you. But still, he'll not speak. Such a humble, very great devotee of Bhagavan. So he was called up. That time only, there was a voice-sensitive clock that had come. Somebody had offered it to Swami. So Swami had put it in his dining hall. And when Dr. Narsappa came, Swami told Narsappa, Narsappa, a Kannada gentleman, so Nodu, America Lintu Bantu. Swami said, see, this clock has come from America. New time keldare adu helutide. See, if you ask time, it will tell. You ask, it will tell. That's what Swami said. I told you, he'll never speak loudly. And then he just closed his mouth. Time ish to, he said. Such a humble man. His voice was not strong enough to make the voice sensitive in the clock to show the light, to show the time. Then Swami turned. Dr. Narsappa, you have studied so much, and you are a doctor, you are a reputed person, and you don't have common sense. There's a beautiful smile again in his face. He said, Swami, see, what did I tell you? This clock has come from America, and you are asking time in Kannada. Will American clock know Kannada? Don't you have buddhi? Don't you have sense? He said, and then just turned. What's time? Immediately, it showed the time. Believe me, that is the humility of a devotee. He believed, that is, Dr. Narasimha believed that clock only can understand English. Because Swami had told. He's not a dud. He's a doctor, reputed doctor, and a lucky doctor. Naturally, he's lucky. He is the personal physician of the great God himself. That is the humility. And that is one of the beautiful aspects of Bhagavan when he is with students. The joy, which always it will be, you know, giggling. When we sit in the bhajan hall, bhajan will be there for half an hour. At least the first 45 minutes used to be fun. Nothing else. Let me share with you one wonderful personal experience that I had. Rather, two experiences I'll share with you. One, again telling that he is not thousand mothers, is infinity also may not be a proper word to use that. These two experiences are my personal experience. In spite of having his physical proximity to some extent, it will not be possible for anyone to have 24 hours physical proximity with Bhagavan. So we need one alternate. Alternate in the sense, his own picture or something like that, where you can go and talk to him. That's what most of us do. So I had a small cutout of Bhagavan. I had kept it in my cupboard, in the hostel cupboard. And my habit used to be to tell all the things that had happened to him. So when I go to college, if something happens, I come back and then tell him, Lord, this is what has happened today. And I share everything with him. So it went on. There was suddenly a concept of compulsory games. And we were supposed to play some match. Though we were all not inclined towards that at that time. Because as I said, we'll be spending most of our time with Bhagavan only. So I was forced to play. I said, I'll play table tennis because I know I can finish it fast. Cricket means whether you lose or win, you have to stand for 3 hours. Whereas table tennis, you can finish it fast. I knew a little bit of table tennis also. So I went, played, I lost, I rushed. Because normally Swami used to come down at 4:30. By 4:15, I finished the match. I lost some 21:16, 21:14, 21:13, something like that. I came, I went to my cupboard. Lord, I have lost with happiness. I have lost. It is 21:16, 21:14, 21:13. Then I heard that Swami has come down. So I rushed inside. Swami saw me coming and they said, Ekatra. He said, come. Emira, 21:16, 21:13, 21:14, Odipayava? Yes. Did you lose the table tennis match with 21:16, 21:13, 21, whatever score that I have told Swami? I said, yes, Swami. Then Swami said, Hey, Niku Nenante Ishtama. Lente a cardboard Swami ante Ishtama. See, that Swami's picture was in a cardboard, stuck in a cardboard. It's a Swami standing posture. I didn't know what to tell. He hears to each and every prayers of us. What can I tell Swami? I like you. I like cardboard Swami. Swami, I just said, no. Just to show you that I know everything. That is the reason why I said, keep telling everything to Swami. That's what Swami said. I think this is one of the best way of thinking Swami always. I always used to tell the boys when they ask how to live with Swami 24 hours. Whether I am living or not, I am trying to live. For example, when I sneeze. Normally what we do when we sneeze, if some people are there, we say excuse me. So I make it a point to tell excuse me Lord. So that I know that he's next to me. Whether it is good or bad, what I have seen in my life is, if you just go and tell him, if you have done some bad act, go and tell him. I have told him humpty number of times and not even once did he blast me. Not even once did he scold me for developing a bad thought. My bad thought went to an extent of doubting the divinity of Bhagavan after experiencing him in many ways. That thought had come, is he really God? That too when? In my third year or fourth year, I had seen so many wonderful incidents in front of my eyes. This thought had come and it pained me like anything. A person like me who came to know Swami at the age of 6. When I was 6 years old, my father said, "Idu kadavulda, he is God." So at the age of 6, it goes deep inside you. From that time till the moment I had doubt, I always, worshipping him as God only. Not only God, as mother, father, all those things, fine. But he is everything to me. To such a person, I am getting a doubt, is he really God? It has pained me like anything. I didn't know what to do. I was crying within my heart, and then I was constantly praying, Swami, why should I get? See, whether you have a doubt or you don't have doubt, we don't have anybody other than Himself. So I went on crying inside, Swami, why have you put this thought? See, that is the way in which we actually behave. Whatever bad we do, we say it is because of God. It's not so, because of our own karmas and, you know, the thought process, which at least I don't understand about this thought process. I am a simpleton. So I had this doubt. So I didn't know what to do. And Swami created a chance for me that myself and Swami, both of us, were alone in Prashant Inalam interview room. We were there. So I went inside. Swami was sitting. You know, my face, no, it was full of sadness, sorrow, because I've developed the thought. Outside, thousands of people were sitting. I tried telling to my mind, see, so many people are sitting. Why are you having this? But still it is paining. It is paining the thought that had come. So Swami was sitting. Both of us were alone. Normally, unless Swami tells Chesko, we don't go and touch his feet. Swami just looked at me. I just could not control myself. I just went, caught hold of feet and started crying. Swami, Swami, Swami. Then Swami pacified me. Tell me, see, what has happened to you? No, he knows everything. There was a smile on his face, love in his face because his own child is crying. And he said, Chappu, what happened? Don't worry. Then I just looked at Swami's face and then said, Swami, chala doubt ustundi, Swami. I said, chala doubt ustundi, Swami. Same love, same affection, more love was flowing from him. He just lifted my hair, that time I had few, lifted, pacified me, rubbed my head and then said, doubt ustay emira. What if doubt comes? Passing clothes, it'll all go. Nene doubt vestanu gada. I am the one who's putting the doubt in you. Naku cheppavu gada, you have told me, no? Anni sari aipothundi. Everything will become all right, don't worry. Just imagine if I were to be in some Matadipati's place, and then if I go to that Matadipati and they tell, Swamiji, I am having a lot of doubts on you. What he'll do? The first reaction will be, he'll call his secretary, hey, keep this fellow little away, don't show him in accounts. Here, full love flowing. Don't worry, I am the one who had put this thought in you. I'll take care of it. Natu cheppavu kada, you have told me, no? See, this is where it is not only for that incident. And later, whenever I have done a mistake, see, we are prone to do mistake. Whenever I have done a mistake, when I went and told him, not even once did he scold me. He'll always say, don't worry. You have told me, no, I'll take care. So, even today when I make a mistake, which I often, I just go to him and they tell, Swami, this is the mistake that I have done today. And one more lesson what I learned is, whenever I don't tell the mistake what I have done, when I have an opportunity to tell him, I just tell Swami, please don't bother about this. One mistake I have done. If I tell that, Swami will pretend as if he doesn't know the mistake what I have committed. And that consequence of that mistake, when it comes to me only, I'll know. When I do a mistake, go and tell him directly or indirectly. Because it will not be possible for all the people at all the time to tell Swami whatever mistakes we are doing. If you communicate to him, either if you have a chance to talk to his physical body or to him directly. See, each and every second he is listening to our thing. Swami, this is the mistake that I have done. Mind you, that doesn't mean that we have a right to do a lot of mistakes. Just tell him and then get away with that. He himself will ensure that you don't do. See, we are all prone to do mistakes. And not even once did he scold me for that. Not even once did he scold me for that. Before concluding, one more incident comes to my mind. I think with that I'll finish. See, Swami had written a wonderful drama, you all know, when he was a small boy, Chipmilad to Chestara. Do people do what they tell? Swami often says that you should not have anger. That's what Swami says, no? But do you think that Swami will get angry anytime? If I ask you, most of you may say, no, Swami is Prema Swarupa, he will not get anger at all. But I'll tell you, when Swami gets angry, terrific it will be. Full flow of Rayalaseema language, only to the students. He'll slap the student, he'll kick, he'll go to the extent of kicking the student with his legs. We were all fortunate to get that. I don't know what bad karma that had left when his feet touched by way of his anger. I'll narrate only one small incident. My mother had sent a pickle bottle for Swami. So I was standing, and one more boy was standing next to me. As in cricket, we say, no, that this fellow is in form, out of form. That boy was not in form with Swami. This form and out of form is when you are in form, Swami will be talking to you. He'll be sending you a lot of things. He'll always inquire about you. When you are out of form, the Rudra aspect of Swami only you can see. He'll ensure that he avoids you pakka, like what he had done for Ram Brahma for 10 days. He'll avoid you totally. He'll look through you. And he'll ensure that you don't come anywhere near him. So this boy also was standing that day. I said, no, 18 steps were there. It's a spiral steps. So when Swami was coming down, the fourth step, he saw me, his face bloomed. Hey, amma pampichinda, paiki pampichu. He saw the pickle bottle that I have in my hand. He said, hey, amma pampichu, your mother send, no? Send it up, he said. Then one step he got down, he saw that boy. I'll tell you the name of the boy also. His name is Murthy, but we used to call him Dharmaraja, because Swami used to call him Dharmaraja, because he has acted as Dharmaraja in one of the dramas. So Swami used to call him Dharmaraja. He was a Gokulam boy. Gokulam boy in the sense, during our times, cowing, the Gokulam was taken care only by the boys. Even kitchen we used to do, chapati rolling, all everything used to be done by the boys only. So he came down one step, he started shouting at him. Literally, see, he saw me had done so much for you in Telugu, of course. Well, you fellow, you are worthless fellow, you don't even have any love for Swami, there's that. Full of Rayalaseema language flowing. His face was red with anger. You know, when you are in extreme anger, you can't speak properly. And there will be, you know, your hands also will shiver. To that extent, Swami had gone. He'll blast him, he'll come to the next step, he'll turn to me, hey, amma pampichinda, paiki pampichu. Full love will be flowing. One more step, taka 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 taka. One more step, amma pampichinda, paiki pampichu. About seven steps. And as soon as he came, that boy fell at Swami's feet. Swami just gave him a slap, literally kicked him. I was shivering with the pickle bottle. Normally, whenever Swami gives darshan, we don't want Swami to go inside. But that was the only day in my life I prayed, Lord, please go out. Because we have to open the door, Swami will go out to grant darshan. Because only two of us were standing. My hands were shivering. And that time, no PET bottles all. It was a Horlicks glass bottle. So I didn't know when I'm going to drop that, because so much of anger was with Swami. And after 1 minute, he'll shout at him, literally. Swami's way of shouting at the people also is so great. Only those two people can know what the exact message that is conveyed by Swami. He'll never shout loudly. But that person who's getting that Rudra Prasadam will know. So, literally, Swami was in great anger. And he'll immediately turn and then he'll tell, keep it up. Go and give it up. Amma pampichinda, paiki pampichu. Then there was a door. Normally, we used to open the door, Swami will go out. So he just pushed that boy out. I opened the door. Swami went. There was a devotee. I think his name is Gopal. He was a new devotee at that time. He came. Oh, kabhi aaya Gopal. See, all these things happened in 2 minutes. 1 minute with full love. Amma pappichinda, paiki pappichu. Here, taka, 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 taka. Kabhi aaya Gopal. All these things. That time we didn't understand the significance of Swami Shankar. Now we'll go to the next scene. Swami had gone to Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi. And 1 hour literal blasting to all the doctors. He was not happy with the performance of the hospital. He blasted them. And after everything was over, he called one of the doctors to check his blood pressure. Now, Swami was really angry that day. Really angry in the sense, I should not use the word really angry. He acted as if he is full of anger. When the blood pressure was checked, it was 120/80. Then Swami said, you all think that Swami always tell that you should never get angry, but I have got anger. But my anger is different from your anger. Your anger comes from the heart. That is the reason why your blood boils. Your pressure will go up. Whereas my anger comes from the tip of the tongue. In case if I don't pretend even this anger, in spite of me being avatar, you will eat me alive. That is the reason why I show as if I am angry. Swami is always love. His anger is also another form of love. His anger is nothing but another form of love. and what way he has to pretend, see. And so many times I have seen when he had blasted boys, you know, when he goes up, he'll tell, Papam, chala archana kada. He'll feel bad that he had shouted at the boy. That is his love. I think my time is up. In future, if we get any chance, surely, we'll be sharing more experience. Sairam to all of you. Sairam.